Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
What did I miss?
All right, Annie, I've got some clips here I want to share with you and our listening audience. It's just stuff you missed. So first clip I want to talk about is Sean Hannity. And
let's listen in here.
I don't think Donald Trump's going to like this, but maybe, just maybe, Governor Huckabee, maybe the fact that Joe is on the campaign trail and Donald Trump has to sit in that courtroom because some people get upset when he actually talks or speaks his mind. Maybe that'll work to his advantage in the end because Joe makes a fool of himself every day.
Why is Trump not going to like that?
Because he's saying don't go out on the campaign trail and just be quiet and let Joe ruin it. So what do you guys think? Do you think that the reverse basement strategy?
You mean like no Harlem bodega stuff?
No. He's like not out doing, what do they call them, rallies and whatnot. I've heard other people say this too. It's like maybe this will work to his advantage because he'll have less time to say something that the media can spin.
I just think that the closer he is to actual people in situations that exist in other people's real life, not in some, and I've been to two, I've been to one Trump rally and I've been to a different Trump event. The one that I went to in Granite City was more of an event. I don't, if it was open to the public, I mean, I don't know. The other one, I guess you still had to get admission. But that is, there's, you know, there's a literal stage. It is staged. There's an order of events and everything. When you pop into a bodega in Harlem, you're going to get what you get. And you don't know that it's going to be something that's going to have everybody go, whoa, did you see that? But it is. It has been. That's the way it was in Chick-fil-A once again. And I feel like that's probably a pretty inexpensive, very effective way for Donald Trump to get his message out and not let the media weasel their way into the middle of it to try to pervert the message so that by the time it gets to you, it doesn't look as good as it looked when it was just the American people who were consuming it. It's telling that Joe Biden is out trying to do these campaign things, though, especially paying attention to where he goes. He feels like he needs to be in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I've said before that I really do understand the sort of sit on your hands strategy for Trump throughout this election cycle. But just in the last couple of weeks, the Chick-fil-A thing, these events where he's going into not necessarily rallies, but just places. And I'm sure there's some staging, like the Secret Service has got to go in there and sort of set it up. But it's not staged in such a way that it's completely controlled. Things could happen, and they're not. People love this guy, and it's good exposure for him. So I don't know.
Yeah,
like, stuff's working.
I was on the, you know, this will help him bandwagon before I saw him at the bodega and before I saw him like with the people. And the difference between him at the bodega and Biden at the Wawa to me was so stark. I mean, there were people there. There was energy. There was a buzz. Joe Biden, it's like everybody's like, eh.
It's true.
Like, even on that audio cut that Annie played early.
Not only were people like, eh, that was like the two people who were there.
Yeah. There's nothing going on. And even on that audio cut that Annie played earlier today, you could just hear how flat it was. There's just no energy. There's no buzz about Joe Biden. I do think there's value in making this a referendum on Joe Biden. But I think that Donald Trump has this unique opportunity now to show himself as a man of the people by being amongst the people. So I like the bodega strategy.
Yeah, lots of it. Very grassroots. Get down and dirty with the American people. Listen to them. Let them speak.
Mm-hmm.
React to what they say. Let it ride.
Yep. The next cut I want to play is Biden saying weird crap. And we talked
to Ambrose Finnegan, when they called him Uncle Bosey, he was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals in New Guinea at the time. They never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there and they checked and found parts of the plane and the like.
The cannibals ate my uncle.
Why? What is? I know that I hear a lot of people talking about Joe Biden or Donald Trump being a liar. But oh my gosh, the stuff that Joe Biden says is just a flat out, out and out lie. And when I listen to him, it sounds like it's campaign stuff that was in his brain that is just popping off and he's running almost on autopilot when he says it. But something like this is absolutely ridiculous.
There's a lot of specificity.
Yes. And I think they went back and fact checked him in the like the Army Air Corps, now the Air Force's official line on this is that he was his uncle went missing, you know. Missing in action is kind of it.
This sounds like, when I heard this audio, this sounds like a story that the family just kind of concocted or they talked about themselves,
it's
you know.
Like, what if?
And now he's not quite all there to have that filter and it just kind of seeped out and the family goes, no, we kind of talked about like, well, maybe, but nobody ever confirmed that there were actual cannibals.
Like, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.